Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Negotiations between the International Olympic Committee and Saudi Arabia have been long and tricky. Jacques Rogge and other senior members of the IOC are desperate for the oil-rich kingdom to send an all-gender team to the London Games. So much so, they're prepared to waive the normal qualification criteria. But in Saudi, it's a sensitive issue. Ultra-conservative forces in the government have been against the idea because women playing sport in public violates Islamic Sharia law. Last month, the head of the country's Olympic Committee refused to endorse female participation, although he said they might be allowed to compete under a neutral flag. Jacques Rogge said that was not an option. Other nations like Qatar and Brunei have for the first time selected women in their Olympic teams. Noura Al-Manai, who is part of Doha's 2020 Olympic bid delegation, has urged Saudi Arabia to follow suit. By discriminating against women, Saudi Arabia has broken the IOC's charter. Potential sanctions include expulsion from the Olympic movement, a last resort, but perhaps not inconceivable.